Hey, latex lovers. Have you ever felt like trying to find the perfect latex outfit is like searching for a needle in a haystack?
Oh, absolutely.
There are so many designers out there and so many styles. Where do you even begin?
Yeah.
Well, today we're diving into a solution, a platform that is changing the game. Charm School.
It's like somebody took all the best latex designers and just like put them under one roof.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Charm School is this curated online marketplace. Think Etsy, but exclusively for high-quality latex fashion. And it's not just about convenience.
Right.
It's about discovering these unique pieces from independent designers you might not find anywhere else.
It can be so overwhelming to sift through everything, even with resources like Latex Fashion
Oh,
Directory,
sure.
especially for someone new to the scene, it's tough to know where to start.
Totally. And that's where Charm School comes in. They've done all the legwork for us. They've handpicked designers who are known for their craftsmanship, their unique styles, and get this, sustainable practices. They launched in 2022, and they're already making waves.
What's really interesting is their connection to Le Boutique Bazaar. Through Alexander Houston, I think it really speaks to a deep understanding of the scene and a commitment to showcasing the best of the best.
Absolutely. And talk about variety. They have brands like Amentium with their incredible architectural designs, Seven Sin Latex, known for their bold and playful pieces, and Dia Couture, who are all about that classic latex elegance.
Yeah, and let's not forget Kirsten Vams, all the way from the Czech Republic. With their breathtaking corsetry, really pushing the boundaries of what's possible with latex.
It's a global gathering of latex talent. You got Seven Sin Latex from the UK, Kraken Counter Couture, they were actually one of the first brands on the marketplace, and even KTex Latex from the USA.
Yeah, and it's constantly evolving. Charm School is always on the lookout for new designers, emerging trends, so there's always something new to discover.
I love that. So if you're tired of endlessly scrolling and you just want a curated selection of top-notch latex fashion, you need to check out Charm School. It's charmschoolshop.com. And you can follow them on Instagram too.
And for a deeper dive into the platform and its vision, I recommend checking out Alexandra Houston's interview on the Shiny Sofa podcast. She really sheds light on their mission and what makes Charm School so special.
Definitely worth a listen. But right now, let's unpack what makes Charm School's approach to curation so unique and why it matters, especially in the world of latex fashion.
Curation is more than just picking a few designers and calling it a day. It's about understanding what makes each brand special and how they contribute to the overall aesthetic of the platform. With Charm School, it feels like they've considered not just the individual styles, but also how those styles complement each other, creating this diverse yet cohesive collection.
So it's about creating a certain vibe, an
Yeah.
overall aesthetic that sets Charm School apart.
Exactly. You can tell they have a vision, like a clear understanding of what they want to represent. It's not just about selling clothes, it's about showcasing a certain perspective on latex fashion.
What would you say that perspective is?
It's sophisticated, it's edgy, but it's also approachable. They're not afraid to push boundaries, but they do it in a way that feels inclusive, inviting.
You mentioned sustainable practices earlier. How does that play into their curation process?
It's clearly a priority. They feature brands like Kirsten Vams, who uses plant-based latex and organic dyes, and Hevea, known for their closed-loop production system, minimizing
So
waste.
it's not just about the look, it's about the ethics behind the fashion.
Absolutely. And that resonates with today's consumers, who are increasingly conscious of the environmental and social impact of their choices.
Speaking of choices, the variety on Charm School is pretty mind-blowing. We touched on some of the designers earlier, but there are so many more.
Oh, absolutely. You've got Aimless Gallery with their ethereal, almost otherworldly pieces. Bound by Sika, known for their custom creations and corsetry. And Fornication UK, who are bringing a touch of punk rock to latex fashion.
And don't forget Jake, who's known for their incredible attention to detail and those signature zipper accents. And KVRO KVLT pushing the boundaries with their dark and experimental designs.
And for those looking for something truly unique, there's Renee Massoumian, whose pieces are like wearable works of art, each one a testament to their incredible skill and craftsmanship.
It's like they've got a brand for every taste and occasion. Whether you're looking for a statement piece for a night out, or want to incorporate latex into your everyday wardrobe, Charm School has you covered.
And what's really cool is they also feature up-and-coming designers, giving them a platform to showcase their work to a wider audience.
Like they're nurturing the next generation of latex fashion talent.
Exactly. It creates this dynamic ecosystem where established brands and emerging designers can coexist and thrive. And that's something really special.
It's not just a marketplace, it's a community.
I think that's a key part of what makes Charm School so successful. They've managed to capture that sense of community that often surrounds latex fashion.
It's about sharing a passion, celebrating creativity, and pushing boundaries together.
And it's all done with a sense of style and sophistication that sets them apart. It's like they've elevated latex fashion to a whole new level.
You can really sense the passion behind the platform. It's clear that this is more than just a business for Alexandra Houston. It's a labor of love.
Absolutely. You can tell she genuinely believes in what she's doing, and that passion is contagious.
It makes you want to dive in and explore this world.
It definitely does. And with Charm School as your guide, it's an adventure worth taking.
So we've talked about the designers, the curation process, the sustainable practices, and the sense of community that Charm School fosters. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about the impact this platform is having on the perception of latex fashion.
You know, for a long time, latex has been associated with very specific subcultures.
It often evokes images of fetish wear or avant-garde fashion shows.
Mm-hmm.
Not something you'd necessarily see on a casual Tuesday afternoon.
Exactly. But platforms like Charm School are challenging those preconceived notions. They're showcasing the versatility of latex, how it can be elegant, sophisticated, even everyday wear.
And they're doing it in a way that feels accessible, not intimidating. It's like they're saying, hey, latex is for everyone.
And I think that's a powerful message, especially in a time when we're seeing a growing acceptance of diverse forms of self-expression.
It's about breaking down barriers and celebrating individuality.
And latex, with its unique qualities and aesthetic possibilities, is the perfect medium for that. It's bold, it's confident, it's unapologetically sexy.
And with Charm School making it easier than ever to find high-quality, ethically made latex fashion, it's no wonder we're seeing more and more people embracing this incredible fabric.
It's exciting to see how it's evolving, moving from the fringes of fashion to the mainstream.
And Charm School is at the forefront of that movement. They really have cracked the code, making latex both aspirational and attainable.
Mm.
It begs the question, what happens when a subculture becomes more mainstream?
Right.
Does it lose its edge? Does it just morph into something new altogether?
It's that classic dilemma, you know, staying true to your roots versus embracing a wider appeal.
Yeah.
It's a tricky balance.
It is.
On the one hand, you have this community built around shared passions, sometimes even a sense of rebellion.
Right.
But then there's also this thrill of introducing those passions to a new audience and watching it resonate in unexpected ways.
That's a good point.
And I think that's what Charm School does so well. You know, they haven't shied away from that edgier side of latex, those designs that push boundaries, but they presented it all in a way that's sophisticated, inviting, even a bit aspirational.
I see what you mean. Like, they're saying latex can be high fashion, it can be art, it can be for everyone. And they're backing that up with this incredible selection of designers.
Mm-hmm. We talked about so many already, but I keep thinking back to Studio FCLX. Their use of color and texture is just phenomenal. Or Shokushu Boutique. They've got this really playful, almost whimsical approach to latex that's so refreshing.
Right. And it's not just one note. You can find everything from sleek and minimalist to intricately detailed, even pieces that incorporate other materials, like lace or mesh.
It's proof that latex is a truly versatile medium. And platforms like Charm School are really helping people see that. They're changing the narrative.
So for our listeners who might be thinking latex, it's not for me, what would you say to them?
I would say keep an open mind. You might be surprised by what you discover. And Charm School is the perfect place to start exploring. Their curation just takes the guesswork out of it. And their focus on sustainability ensures that you can feel good about your choices.
Couldn't agree more. So before we wrap up, just a reminder, head over to charmschoolshop.com to see all these amazing designers for yourself. And definitely follow them on Instagram for some serious latex inspiration.
It's a visual feast. And honestly, even if you're not ready to rock a full latex outfit, just browsing through those designs is an experience in itself.
It is. You might get inspired to add just like a touch of latex to your wardrobe, even if it's just a pair of gloves or a statement accessory. PB steps.
That's the beauty of it. Latex is whatever you want it to be. And with platforms like Charm School leading the way, the possibilities are endless.
Well, that's our deep dive on Charm School. We covered a lot of ground today. The designers, the curation process, the impact on the perception of latex. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired.
Me too. It's a reminder that fashion is always evolving, pushing boundaries, challenging norms. And platforms like Charm School are at the forefront of that evolution, making the world of latex fashion more accessible and exciting than ever before.
We'd love to hear your thoughts. Have you explored Charm School yet? What are your favorite latex designers? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts.
And until next time, happy exploring.